Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker alongside Gene McLean, the Grand Domo of all things for the Press Box and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, we roll on. I guess this is, I lose track of time, second Saturday of the Keeneland Fall Meet, and a great one in terms of the feature that we have to look forward to later today, the $500,000 Grade One Queen Elizabeth II Challenge Cup.
You know, this is a spectacular time of the year, Buzzy. Not only do you have the football season now in full swing, but
full swing.
You've got the great racing schedule that we've got at Keeneland and around the country as our horses prepare for the championships and the Breeders' Cup. And this is really kind of the last weekend, really, for the Breeders' Cup horses to prep.
Right.
You may have one or two that might show up a bit later, but now that we're getting to a month away from the Breeders' Cup, or even less than that now, Buzzy, you'll see one or two Breeders' Cup races, prep races left, but the QE2 is more than just a prep for the Breeders' Cup. It's a traditional race during the fall season at Keeneland and named after Queen Elizabeth herself, who traveled to these United States of America, stayed with Will Farish. And, you know, this was a great race, a great addition to the fall schedule.
Okay, so as we said, I believe it is a field of nine that will go postward in this one. It is 9 3-year-old fillies, mile and an eighth on the turf. So how do you break it down?
Yeah, you know, you go to Chad Brown whenever you start talking about graded stakes races, particularly on the grass. You really start with Chad Brown, and he's got a couple of it in here, Buzzy. I think they'll have the prohibitive favorite in the three horse, and I'm going to mess this up, I'm sure. Cambier Park, trained by Chad Brown, ridden by John Velasquez, and Velasquez has just been on fire this fall. I know he's a Hall of Fame jockey and one of the best in the sport, and has been for many, many years. But, you know, he just seems to be even getting better. And he got on a few horses for Bob Baffert when he traveled out to California to ride a couple. And he rides for Todd Fletcher, and now he's getting on some more horses for Chad Brown. He just seems to be really at the top of his game, and this filly is going to be awfully tough to beat. 2-1 odds by Medaglia d'Oro. Absolutely the top horse in this race, I think. The other Chad Brown horse is a very interesting one as well, Buzzy. Cafe Americano, the sixth horse, another daughter of Medaglia d'Oro, will be ridden by Irad Ortiz Jr., another top rider who gets a number of mounts for the Chad Brown barn. You know, she ran poorly in the Belmont Oaks earlier this year. I think she ran sixth in that race, Buzz, but came back and won a nice race up at Arlington Park when Chad swept the graded stakes up there. She won the Pucker Up Stakes as a two favorite. She came from way out of it that day, almost eight lengths behind, and got up to win. She may be the most intriguing of the bunch that has a chance. And then, of course, I said Chad Brown has two, and he's got actually three. He's also got Regal Glory, daughter of Animal Kingdom, the nine horse. So he's got the three, he's got the six, and he's got the nine. I think you've got them surrounded.
All right, so we know what you like then. The question becomes, as always, how do you play it?
Well, I'm going with the horse that I know is the proven commodity, Buzzy, and I'm going with Cambier Park. If she stays anywhere close to the 2-1 morning line, I think she is outstanding. She's just in seven starts. She's got four wins and $500,000 in earnings. Just impressive in winning the Del Mar Oaks, and I just think she's just the class of this field. I wouldn't throw out the other two horses from the Chad Brown barn. He may actually sweep the first the win place and show, but I'm going to go with Cambier Park in the Queen Elizabeth II Challenge Cup at Keeneland today.
All right, and of course for all of Gene's picks at Keeneland each and every day, the major races around the country, and it's the place you'll want to be to get you ready for the Breeders' Cup World Championship. It's the PressBoxLTS.com. And that's the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a great, great weekend, and may the horse be with you.
You as well, my friend, and how can you not enjoy the great fall of Kentucky and especially Keeneland? Just a prime time of year, and I look forward to seeing you, my friend. Always a smile on your face, always joyful to be around, and I'm looking forward to the next time we can share a sarsaparilla.
There you go, brother. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
See you, brother.